Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, October 9th, 2023, through Friday, October 13th, 2023. Monday, October 9th, 2023. Four men convicted of $18 million global investment fraud scheme. Four men were convicted for their lead roles in an investment fraud and money laundering conspiracy that cheated victims out of more than $18 million. The defendants abused their positions of trust to entice victims into parting with more than $18 million, said Acting Assistant Attorney General Nicole M. Argentieri of the Justice Department's Criminal Division. The defendants then used their financial backgrounds to systematically launder the money through a web of international bank accounts. According to court documents and evidence presented at trial, between at least 2013 and 2021, John C. Knock of Fayetteville, Arkansas, Brian Bitson of San Marcos, California, Kevin Griffith of Orem, Utah, and Alexander Etuma of Lehigh, Utah, conspired to engage in an investment fraud scheme through an entity known as the Brittingham Group, which Knock founded. Together, the four defendants falsely represented the nature of their investment offerings and promised outsized returns to victims that in reality, the defendants could not and did not produce. To promote and conceal the conspiracy, Knock and Britson directed victims to send their money to bank accounts that Griffith, Utima, and other co-conspirators controlled. Once the money was in the hands of the co-conspirators, the defendants transferred victim money through a complex web of worldwide bank accounts. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Tuesday, October 10th, 2023. Owner of Kansas Metal Company pleads guilty to employment tax scheme. Douglas Furnell pleaded guilty to willfully failing to pay federal employment tax. Furnell of Leawood was the owner and operator of Western Metal Company, a Louisiana-based manufacturer of custom metal products. As such, he was responsible for paying over to the IRS the federal income tax and Social Security and Medicare taxes withheld from his employees' wages. From the first quarter of 2015 through the second quarter of 2020, however, Furnell did not timely pay the withholdings to the IRS nor file the requisite quarterly employment tax returns. Furnell caused a tax loss to the IRS of approximately $333,983. Furnell is scheduled to be sentenced on December 14th and faces a maximum penalty of 5 years in prison. He also faces a period of supervised release, restitution, and monetary penalties. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Wednesday, October 11th, 2023. Second Texas man pleads guilty in case involving faulty military parts. Two Texas men were convicted for their crimes involving providing faulty parts to the U.S. military. Since 2013, Huddleston was a civilian employed as a quality assurance specialist at the Defense Contractor Management Agency. Since 2018, Huddleston also co-owned WM Industries, a DoD contractor in Beaumont, Texas, who sold and supplied a variety of military parts to the DoD. Huddleston co-owned the DoD parts business with Gregory Gotrieux of Beaumont, Texas, who is also convicted in this scheme. According to court documents, Huddleston and Gotrieux conspired to supply the United States with unapproved and substituted parts on 41 orders totaling at least $704,000. Specifically, from November 2019 through September 2021, Huddleston and Gotrieux provided non-conforming parts used in various U.S. military defense and weapon systems. The defendants were paid by the Defense Finance and Accounting Services, DFAS, located in Columbus. the two men pleaded guilty to wire fraud and engaging in monetary transactions and criminally derived property. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Thursday, October 12, 2023. Former Aquitas CEO and company executives sentenced to federal prison for roles in $300 million fraud conspiracy. Robert J. Jezenik, Andrew N. McRitchie, and Brian K. Rice were sentenced to federal prison for their roles in a vast fraud conspiracy wherein the executives raised nearly $300 million from defrauded investors. According to court documents, Jezenik, McRitchie, Rice, and others use Aquitas, formerly headquartered in Lake Oswego, to solicit investments in a variety of notes and funds, many of which were purportedly backed by trade receivables in education, healthcare, transportation, and consumer credit areas. At its peak, Aquitas employed nearly 200 people. From June 2014 through February 2016, the former executives solicited investors by misrepresenting Aquitas's use of investor money, the financial health and strength of the company and its subsidiaries, and the risks associated with its investments and investment strategies. Collectively, the defendants also failed to disclose other critical facts about the company, including its near-constant liquidity and cash flow crisis, the use of investor money to repay other investors and to defray operating expenses, and the lack of collateral to secure funds. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Friday, October 13, 2023. Physicians and two pharmacists charged for $170 million fraud scheme. Shalrandria Simpson, LaShondria Simpson, Camp, and Shayla Bryant were indicted for their roles in a multi-million-dollar healthcare fraud, kickback, and money laundering scheme. Pharmacist Shalrandria Simpson and Simpson's twin sister, physician LaShondria Simpson Camp, allegedly referred prescriptions to Advance and TrueCare in exchange for illegal kickbacks and bribes. Shayla Bryant, 38, of Houston, was a pharmacist and Advance and TrueCare's business manager. Between 2016 and 2020, Simpson, Simpson Camp, and Bryant allegedly conspired with others to submit false and fraudulent claims to the Department of Labor's Office of Workers' Compensation Program, which administered workers' compensation benefits on behalf of the Federal Employees' Compensation Act, for high-reimbursing drugs that were often medically unnecessary and induced by kickbacks and bribes. Further, Simpson, Simpson Camp, Bryant, and others allegedly conspired to pay and receive these kickbacks. Simpson and Bryant allegedly paid illegal kickbacks and bribes, often through shell entities or in cash, directly to physicians like Simpson Camp, a clinic owner, a medical assistant, and other marketers. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2023. This Week in Review news update is provided by the ABFA in support of our daily news briefs. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us for more information regarding our current certification offerings.